Seattle's in the last few days of Pride Month, and the party's wrapping up with a bang. On Sunday, thousands celebrated in downtown Seattle. KUOW's Posey Gruner has more.
Seattle's Pride Parade started off in the traditional way, with the motorcycle-driving women known as Dykes on Bikes. There were also drag queens in high heels and topless women in pasties, and a sense of history.
Same-sex marriage is legal!
A drag queen named Iona Traylor stood off to the side in a rainbow-striped dress made of feathers. Scott Benson is Iona Traylor's alter ego. He made the dress on the day the Supreme Court made same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states.
Oh my goodness, I sat home gluing this outfit together and crying my eyes out. And I'm not kidding. I'm 56 years old. When I grew up, there was no coming out to your family or anything. This is really huge.
Lori Blaine and Ellen Francis rode their motorcycles at the front of the parade. Even though they're already married, they said the Supreme Court's decision matters to them.
Well, we were talking about maybe moving someplace else when we retire, but I was saying I'm not going to a state where my marriage isn't valid. And her family's in Georgia, so we were going like, well, I can't go there. So it makes a difference.
I think it's great, but now my sisters are going to be nagging me to move to Georgia.
Jocelyn Farley headed to the celebrations at Seattle Center.
I'm glad to be able to see it when I'm young and not have to have lived my entire life with such a stupid thing being in place, so to speak. So I'm super excited that I'm lucky enough to be young during such an amazing time in our country.
Farley said there's still a long ways to go, but today is a day for celebration. For KUOW News, I'm Posey Gruner.